Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Dzień dobry and good afternoon. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today, on this first Sunday of February the 6th, all regular members of the Associated Polish Home are urged to attend today's annual nominations and elections meeting at 3 p.m. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, Let's Learn a Little Polish, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish-American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and obereks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. So let's begin with Sana and Pora Roku Zła, It's a Bad Season.
Bardzo krótko padał deszcz, to moje dżinsy mokre wciąż. Płatki śniegu spadły też, a ja boso, to był błąd. Oni szeptali o mnie, kto taką letnią pannę by chciał. Oni szeptali o mnie, że taki ciężko w życiu bym miał. Tyś wyśpiewał mi, tyś wyśpiewał mi, choć przytule minie pora roku zła. Wyśpiewał mi, tyś wyśpiewał mi, daj swą dłonia, minie pora roku zła. Pożegnanie już tuż, tuż, a te tęsy trwają wciąż. Bliska tańczmy, nim ten kurz przykryje wierzch mych rąk. Oni szeptali o mnie, kto taką letnią pannę by chciał. Oni szeptali o mnie, że taki ciężko w życiu bym miał. A tyś wyśpiewał mi, tyś wyśpiewał mi, choć przytule minie pora roku zła. Wyśpiewał mi, tyś wyśpiewał mi, daj swą dłonia, minie pora roku zła.
And in the news from Poland, the U.S. will send nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to reassure its Eastern European NATO allies amid fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine, the Pentagon announced. Around 1,700 U.S. service members, mainly from the 82nd Airborne Division, will deploy from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Poland, while a striker squadron of about 1,000 service members based in Vilsack, Germany, will be sent to Romania, a spokesman for the U.S. Defense Department said. 300 other service members will move from Fort Bragg to Germany, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby reported. The aim is to send a strong signal to Russian President Vladimir Putin and, frankly, to the world, that NATO matters to the U.S. and it matters to our allies, Kirby told reporters. We worked closely with our Polish and German allies to set the stage for these movements, and we appreciate their support, he also said. He added, these are not permanent moves. They respond to current conditions. We will adjust our posture as those conditions evolve. Kirby's announcement came after broadcast CNN reported earlier on Wednesday that U.S. President Joe Biden had formally approved additional military deployments to Eastern Europe, with plans for the soldiers to deploy in the coming days. CNN cited officials as saying that the deployments would be a show of support to NATO allies feeling threatened by Russia's military moves near Ukraine. Polish Defense Minister Mariusz Błaszczak said in a tweet that the planned deployment of 1,700 additional U.S. troops to Poland was a strong signal of solidarity in response to the situation in Ukraine. Russia's military buildup near Ukraine has, in recent weeks, raised fears in the West that Moscow may be preparing for a new invasion of the country. And before we get to the lighter side of the news, let's have a word from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full-service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707. And on the lighter side, remembering Nobel Prize winning poet Wisława Szymborska. February 1st marked the 10th anniversary of the death of Wisława Szymborska, one of the most prominent Polish poets. Szymborska achieved worldwide recognition after receiving the 1996 Nobel Prize for poetry that, with ironic precision, allows the historical and biological context to come to light in fragments of human reality. Since then, her works have been translated into more than 40 languages. Szymborska died on February 1st, 2012, in the southern Polish city of Kraków, where she spent most of her life. A year before her death, at the age of 88, she received the Order of the White Eagle, the highest Polish state distinction. To mark the anniversary of Szymborska's death, the Mozart Gallery in Kraków has mounted an exhibition documenting the poet's life and literary career. In her poetry, Szymborska was keen to employ literary devices such as ironic precision, paradox, contradiction, and understatement. Her output is relatively modest, numbering fewer than 350 poems. When asked why she had published so few poems, she said, "I have a trash can in my house." And that concludes the news from Poland. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner, the Polish Word of the Day, and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road, Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. A taste of Poland in Port Richmond, Polka Deli, located conveniently at 2719 East Allegheny Avenue. Kielbasa, fresh meats and cheeses, pierogi, naleśniki, homemade soups, deli sandwiches, desserts, candy, and much, much more. Marek Kucharski and family invite you. Open daily. Phone 215-634-3750. I repeat, 215-634-3750. Polka Deli. A taste of home. Hi, this is Debbie Majka, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 AM, where today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. Last Tuesday, February 2nd, we marked Candlemas Day, Matka Boska Gromniczna, and Groundhog Day. Candlemas Day is the day officially that's the last day of Christmas in Poland and the last occasion to sing the traditional carols together. Also the day when all the remaining Christmas decorations should be removed. Yes, in Poland, the Christmas trees are often kept in houses until February 2nd. That day has a distinctive name in Poland connected to ancient Slavic beliefs, Święto Matki Boskiej Gromnicznej, that could be translated in English as the Feast of Blessed Mother's Thunder Candle. The important symbolic association connected to this holiday is the so-called Gromnica. The word Grom means thunder. Polish folk beliefs In Polish folk beliefs, Gromnica is compared to a human and its wick to a soul. It's believed that Gromnica symbolizes the light of life and the triumph of soul and mind over body and flesh. And last week was also Groundhog Day, which has its roots in the ancient Christian tradition of Candlemas, when clergy would bless and distribute candles needed for winter. The candles represented how long and how cold the winter would be. The role of the groundhog on Candlemas Day is unknown in Poland. In its place, as in Germany and in France, is the bear. Na gromnicę niedźwiedź budę swoją poprawia albo też rozrzuca. On Candlemas, the bear either mends his lair or knocks it down. And since Candlemas on February 2nd was the last day for kolędy, let's pretend it's February 2nd and listen to Ene and Gore Gwiazda.
Skrzypi wóz, wielki mróz na ziemi. Trzej królowie jadą, złotą mirę kładą. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. Trzej królowie jadą, złotą mirę kładą. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. A komuś takiemu dzieciątku małemu, a komuś takiemu dzieciątku małemu. Cóż to za dzieciątko, musi być. Grali, pasterze na lierze, na skrzypeczka grali. W tę stronę do szopy prędko przybiegali. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. W tę stronę do szopy prędko przybiegali. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. To Jezus maluśki, to dzieciątko krasne. To Jezus maluśki, to dzieciątko krasne. Cichutkie, malutkie, jak słoneczko. Hej, kolęda, kolęda. Cichutkie ma.
We're continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, February 2nd, 1674, the coronation day of King Jan Sobieski, savior of Europe by his defeat of the Turks. Sobieski, who ascended the throne as Jan III, was an energetic man of 45. From his close-cropped head and his jeweled fur cap, to his soft yellow boots with their yellow heels, he was every inch the Sarmatian magnate, and he had all the vices and virtues that that implies. Since 1651, he had been in service against each of Poland's enemies in turn. The crusade against the infidel was part of his life, yet he spoke Tatar and Turkish and loved the amenities of the East. At the same time, he built himself an Italianate palace and collected European works of art. He was well-read in Italian and French literature and was one of Poland's best letter writers. The royal couple, Sobieski and his wife, Marie Casimir Louise de Lagrange d'Arquienne, who incidentally, or not incidentally, had 14 children, became famous for their love letters, most of which were written from 1665 to 1683 when they were parted, either due to John III Sobieski's military engagements or her travels to Paris. The letters give insight not only into the authentic feelings of the loving couple, but also their reflections on contemporary issues and difficulties, as well as down-to-earth matters concerning the royal household and little day-to-day decisions made by the monarch, who often consulted his wife about them. Published long after the death of both of them, they can be credited with popularizing the king's way of addressing the queen by the very diminutive form of her first name, Marischenka. And let's pause here for Doda and her tribute to all women, especially single mothers. Are you afraid at night alone? Do you need help with the rent or finding a place for your child in kindergarten? Polska Madonna.
Madonna, polska Madonna, panno z dzieckiem mów, jak ty sobie radzisz nocą wśród złych snów. Madonna, polska Madonna, skąd masz pieniądze na czynsz? Czy cię nie przeraża pająk albo mysz? Damy ci kwiatek na święto kobiet, czapkę na bakier i polski obiad. Damy ci wódki i bilet do kina, kace i smutki i dwóje na szyn.
Continuing in the cultural corner, February 4th, 1746, born Tadeusz Andrzej Bonaventura Kosciuszko. He combined the idealism of intellectual circles with the practical skills of a soldier. He was one of those providential figures who in ordinary times might well have lived in obscurity, but who was thrown into prominence in spite of himself. He was born into a military family, the son of the sword bearer of Brzeszcz, and educated in a piarist school near Pinsk. And later he was trained on a royal bursary at Versailles and Brest. On his return to Poland, he was unable to afford the 18,000 zloty required for a commission and left almost immediately for North America with a group of French volunteers. As an officer engineer, he distinguished himself in the War of Independence at Saratoga and West Point, building fortifications, directing river crossings, and rising to the rank of brigadier general. At the end, he was invested with the Order of Cincinnati and returned home to the plow and to his native village, Czechnowice. In 1789, he was finally recruited to the Polish service on the orders of the 4 years' Sejm. This hero of two continents, the Polish Lafayette, together with the king's nephew, General Józef Poniatowski, was set to work on the painstaking task of army reform. After his failed uprising in Poland, he lived for a short time in Philadelphia at 3rd and Pine Streets. The house is now a national memorial. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with this aptly named Krakowiak Kościuszki. Let's learn a little Polish today. Our Polish word of the day is the adjective free, wolny. Repeat after me, wolny. And here's an example sentence. Czy to miejsce jest wolne? Is this seat free? So remember to practice wolny.
Sing along with me.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzyzewski can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. At 610-943-3117, or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Are you planning a wedding? For your special day, let Secret of Flowers Floral Art Studio, winners of Philadelphia's prestigious flower show, create the perfect and unique floral arrangements that will enhance your wedding day and provide lasting memories. For all your floral needs, visit facebook.com/secretofflowers or phone 215-668-1094, 215-668-1094.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at the Multicultural Voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDV 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. All regular active members of the Associated Polish Home are invited to attend today's annual nominations and election meeting at 3 p.m. And remember to pay your dues. And the Polish Heritage Society of Philadelphia urges Philadelphia area students to apply for the Society's Scholarship Awards. Deadline for applying, February 28th. For eligibility requirements, check out the website, polishcultureacpc.org. And the deadline for applying for the Polish Arts Club of Trenton Scholarship Awards is February 20th. Both groups are affiliates of the American Council for Polish Culture. Eligibility requirements for the Trenton Polish Arts Club may be found at trentonpolisharts.org. And as TJ signals me that today's edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Philadelphia's own Rick Gazda and my girlfriend Jenny's Oberek. Remember to wash your hands frequently, wear your masks, get vaccinated, get boosted, and take care of yourselves and each other. Till next Sunday at 1:30, do usłyszenia.